Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
I'm chatting with Dr. Izzar Jameen, economist at Econometrics. Izzar, appreciate the time today. S&P Global upgraded us two as a country to a positive outlook, a small step in the right direction, an important step in the right direction.
Yes, I think you've put it quite aptly by saying it's a small step in the right direction but an important one. Effectively, it's the first reversal of meaningful proportions that we've seen in what had been a deteriorating trend in our credit rating over the last 12 years or so. Credit ratings are important because they are used as a benchmark by international investors to gauge what the chances are of a default on any loan that is incurred. And in this case, of course, the government loans that the government issues in order to fund the shortfall between its spending and its revenue. And clearly, the bigger the demand for such bonds, the lower the interest rate that needs to be charged in order to attract people, or conversely, the higher the risk of default, the higher the rate of interest that has to be offered on these bonds to attract people to buy them. So it's quite important to have a better credit rating because what it does is it reduces the perceived risk of investing in government debt, and in that way translates into so a better credit rating translates into a lower rate of interest. And if it's the lower rate of interest, then of course government can borrow more for the same amount of interest payments, or alternatively can save money and divert that money to other more meaningful and substantive forms of expenditure. And now, what we have had for the last 12 years is a succession of downgrades in our credit ratings. You have different steps of credit ratings that determine the level of risk that is involved in issuing debt, in buying up debt that is issued. This was the first sign of a reversal. Now, what we mean by that is each step in turn is associated with three scenarios: a positive scenario, a stable scenario, and a negative scenario. A positive scenario suggests that the next review of a credit rating by a ratings agency may well contain an upgrade of the credit rating to a better up the step. Conversely, a negative outlook gives you the suggests there is a risk of a downward step to a lower credit rating, which would obviously imply an even higher level of interest rates that would have to be paid on those government bonds to attract the people to buy them. And a stable is in between. Now, what we saw over the weekend was that Standard & Poor's decided to move us from a stable scenario to a positive scenario, which in turn implies that there is a fairly good chance that the next time that they review our credit rating, and they usually do this every 6 months or so, could well see us see an upward revision of our credit rating, which in turn would translate into the potential for government to fund its debt more cheaply. But you've got to bear in mind that there are many steps, and we have fallen a long way down these steps. And even one step upward would just be a moderate or a modest improvement. We still have a long way to go before we become really attractive to foreign investors. But there's a price to pay for each level, for each bond. If you're considered to be highly risky, investors will still buy your bonds if you offer them a high enough interest rate to do so.
Yeah, if you're prepared to pay more. And of course, as you said, that reflects out in our budget. But you make a key point there. This is important. It's the right step in the right direction. This is a process that it's going to take years, even if they review in 6 months, and even if they move us up a notch. If my memory is, we are three notches into non-investment grade status, or junk status, as it's often referred to. This is a long journey back. And of course, there's also Fitch and Moody's in the equation as well.
That is correct. You've summarized it well. And having said that, S&P is regarded very highly, possibly being the foremost of the credit ratings agencies. And what was nice about this was that people had started suggesting that with the GNU and the commitment to fiscal discipline, we might start seeing a move to a positive outlook next year, which could then mean an upgrade by 2026. Well, this came a lot sooner than I think most of us economists anticipated. And it took place notwithstanding the fact that we haven't as yet seen a huge improvement in our economic growth. Yeah. All we've seen is a change in the environment and expectations. So it did come as a bit of surprise, but a very pleasant and welcome surprise.
You make a great point there. I mean, part of it is about the numbers, the balancing books, the budget deficit and debt to GDP and all of that. But it's also the government of national unity. It's also, I imagine, inflation coming down a bit, Eskom working, all of the, it's a holistic picture, maybe weighting the budget more, but it is a holistic picture.
You're absolutely correct. And I think, you, as you so rightly said, I think the fact that we no longer have load shedding played a huge role in this, because the Reserve Bank had done studies that showed that load shedding last year cost the economy about 1.5% in GDP growth. Well, you remove that and theoretically then you could have a 1.5% upward move in your GDP growth. Unfortunately, it's from close to zero to up to about 1.5%, which isn't great, but it still is a marked factor in this whole picture. And then, as you mentioned, also inflation has come down more than expected, and that will enhance interest rates to come down further, which is also positive for economic growth going forward. And some economists are looking at us achieving a growth rate of even more than 2% next year. So, you know, we've got to wait and see. Not everyone believes that is so optimistic, but you are seeing significant, the balance of risks seems to have moved to the upside rather than the downside. In other words, there's a bigger chance that we, better chance that we do better than we thought than that we do worse than we thought.
Yeah, and I think I never remember if I'm quoting Ben Bernanke or Alan Greenspan, but there are some green shoots, and that's perhaps the best thing. And I think we can feel it. I think we can feel it as South African consumers. We'll leave it there. Dr. Zaid Jameen, economist at Econometrics. Appreciate the time.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.